across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
G'day and welcome everybody to Tuesday. It is the 15th day of October. How are we? Hope you had a good Monday. It was just a beautiful day yesterday, although the wind did get up a bit in the afternoon and chopped up the surf. But anyway, for Mondays, it wasn't bad. I hope you had a good one. Weather for the coast today, mostly sunny. Slight chance of a shower about the high ground in the afternoon or early evening, around 24 to 29. And for the boaties and surfers again today, yeah, the old mate, the north to northeasterly wind, 10 to 15 knots, may reach up to 20 knots south of Crowdy by this evening. Currently 15 in Copse, 11 degrees in Kempsey, 13 in Port and 12 degrees in Taree. Checking in with the RMS at this stage, no problems on the Pacific Highway, all good. Major news stories of the day today, there's been a series of deliberately lit fires in Sydney overnight. You'll see and hear a lot more about that today in lots of different locations as well. Locally with Lee, police are appealing for the public's assistance to help locate a man wanted on outstanding warrants on the Mid-North Coast. And Kempsey Shire Council is hosting a community information session this afternoon on the function in the function room of the Heritage Hotel in Gladstone for members of the public interested in finding out more about the draft Lower Macleay flood study. In sport, James Tedesco wins another gong. This time it's the Players Award. And in local sport tonight, the Kempsey Swim Club's back on, a meeting at the pool in Belgrave Street at 6 p.m. On the show today, plenty happening, including we're going to talk about Oztober again, day 15 of the 31-day music celebration of everything that's great about Australian music. And, of course, Gleeso back with the Oztober lunch from midday today. And we're going to tell you about how you can win tickets to go and see the Oztober Triple M Garage Session at the end of the month with the Angels, Baby Animals, Diesel and Boom Crash Opera. Going to be a lot of fun. Also today, from his yurt, somewhere in the back of Warhope, we go off the grid with Tofu Mung Bean. He's going to give us a call. Haven't heard from Tofu for a while. In What's Trending, what about having a beer in the nude? They're going to do it in Sydney at the end of the month. I'll give you all the details. It's quite funny, actually. Also coming up, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Katie Manning, the English-born Australian actress who was in Doctor Who and Private Wives, and Abdul Kalim, the aerospace scientist who served as the 11th president of India between 2002 and 2007. Don't say you don't learn something on this show. Also coming up, the Mid-North Coast today. 13:27:10. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast. Where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 5:04.
Strawny. Triple M's Fishing Best Bet with Bluey Waters. Thanks to Watson's Caravans.
Yes, and away we go to the great man, Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey. How are we?
Good morning, Strawny.
Oh, what a beautiful start to the day. Again, a bit of colour being splashed about. And I know, were you barbecuing last night? Did you see the red moon?
Oh! Very good, yes. What are they?
Gee, I tell you what, the fishers would like that. That surely will bring the fish on. What happened yesterday?
Yes, what happened, yeah. Right, that wind came up from the southwest and it just bloody murdered us. Oh, we couldn't do anything with it in the end. It was just, oh, it was just heartening, actually. We got a couple of nice brim early in the morning, you know, when that changed the tide. And then all of a sudden, I thought, we're in for a great day here. And then all of a sudden, that wind came up, and it was just hopeless. We just couldn't fish it, unfortunately. So, end up with about not even a half day.
Shocking, yeah, shocking. What about today? Look, again, this time from the south, we're going back to the north. It's a January day today, 29 degrees, and the wind's out of the northeast, 10 to 15, maybe to 20 knots south of Crowdy. And top of the tide at 10, where are we going to go?
Yeah, well, I'm having a look at the winds. I reckon we've got a window of opportunity of around about between 10 and 1. I think that's going to be our best opportunity. So I'm out to the estuary this morning, and I'm going to try for a bremer or a blackfish on prawns. I've still got those banana prawns here. I'm going to try a few of them to get the bigger fish.
Okay, all right. Now, any results come in for the weekend? No one would have gone out, would they?
Yeah, we did all right. Oh, okay. Firstly, the Wookaloo Fishers are contemplating going to the fifth weekend of the month.
Yeah, I got a note from Al from yesterday. I don't know if you got one. He says, "G'day, Strawny. Six comps in a row cancelled. Not good, Al."
Yeah. Yeah, so if they go to the fifth weekend of the month, that'll suit us all, because it'll be about only four cops a year.
I like that one.
So anyway, yeah. I've got results through from the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers. They did brave the conditions, and they end up with 19 kilos worth of fish. But congratulations for having a go. For the deep sea boys, they had snapper to half a kilo, pearl perch to a kilo, trag to 2 kilos. They had some nice sand flathead. The biggest one went 3/4 of a kilo. Back in the estuary, they had brim to 700 grams, blackfish to 600 grams, flathead to 600 grams. So all in all, it was a great effort by them to have a weigh.
Right, so a lot of 600 grammers there, Bluey.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic, good stuff. Now, everyone wants to know, did you go to the tab yesterday after all your winners at the weekend?
No, I didn't get a chance, unfortunately, so I'll get there today. But I'll tell you what, I'll be straight down to Legoland, I tell you.
And again, we'll talk about what happened at Bathurst at the weekend. There's still rumblings about whether they could take the trophy off the winner. Could that happen, Bluey, or not?
Yes, that can happen, that's for sure. Looks like they haven't made a decision, and they're not going to make a decision for a couple of weeks yet, so they are definitely looking at it. They haven't declared the winner. So, very interesting, isn't it? Because when you look at it, he did hold up Van Giers, and Van Giers was second, and I think they'll work out how many seconds he was held up by in the pitch.
Ooh, so, hold all bets. What about sports bet? They've already paid out, haven't they?
Ooh, they have.
Oh, gee, Bluey. Okay, all right, we'll keep...
I'll be making a few phone calls this morning night to you.
Oh, yeah, that could be... Now, how did you go in your comp, too? That's not the end of your comp, is it, after Bathurst? We've still got a couple of rounds to go.
We've still got a couple of rounds to go. We've still got Gold Coast in 2 weeks' time. Then we've
Newcastle.
And then we finish off with Newcastle. So three more rounds to go, yeah.
Are you going to Newcastle, Bluey?
I don't know at this stage. I still haven't planned that far ahead.
You've got the Screaming Jets have reformed, and you've got Kiss playing, Bluey. Have you got an old Kiss T-shirt from the 70s, Bluey?
I got their, no, I haven't.
No, you haven't?
No.
You've got a Kiss T-shirt?
No.
You got the albums.
No.
I've got the albums.
I've got the album. Don't worry about that. Dynasty. Oh.
Unbelievable. You'd look good in the outfit, Bluey. You fair dinkum would with the high-heel shoes and the makeup and all. I've got a photograph of Trevor the Truck. Have you seen Trevor the Truck as Gene Simmons?
No, I haven't.
I'll send it to you. It's an absolute classic.
Oh, good.
We were at a social function on the Gold Coast, and after our function finished, you know the Prince Albert Bar downstairs in the casino?
Yes.
Trevor the Truck walks in, the band stop and immediately drop to their knees going, "We're not worthy!" Saluting the truck as he came in about 1 o'clock in the morning. Unbelievable. I'll send you the photo. It was a beauty. Yes, the great Kiss coming to Newcastle and really revitalising that. Not revitalising, but just adding even more star power to that race, Blue. It's going to be incredible.
That's fantastic. It is, yes. Mm.
I don't know if you heard Kennedy Malloy yesterday, but Mick Malloy had Dave Reynolds on. And he was saying he was a bit tired because he'd driven from Bathurst to Melbourne. And Mick said straight away, "Hopefully not behind the pace car." That wasn't very nice, was it, Bluey?
It was not.
Maybe
very
a bit
nice
soon.
Yeah.
All right.
Very coy.
Very coy. For the fishermen today, if you're heading out to beautiful sunrise, you're heading out to the estuary.
Yeah, we're out the estuary. We're going to take a few prawns with us, and we're going to try for a nice quality brim or a big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Ah, Strawny.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Mostly sunny and a top of 26. Hi, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest Mid-North Coast local news. Shock after the Kempsey Maclay RSL, the subject of an alleged armed robbery. It happened early Monday morning. Officers were told three men entered the building and threatened two cleaners, one of the intruders armed with a machete and the other with a firearm. Fortunately, the offenders fled without any cash and with no one injured. Police have started their investigations and appealing for anyone in the area at the time to come forward. The rental vacancy rate on the Mid-North Coast is as high as it's been in several months. Latest data from the Real Estate Institute shows it's hit 2.8% compared to just 2% in May. The Institute's CEO, Tim McKibben, says there's still plenty of interest in the Port Macquarie market, though, especially from Sydney siders.
The cost of accommodation in that area is less, So they end up with a better lifestyle, better property in some respects, and also money in their pocket. So all of that combined makes places like Port Macquarie very attractive for retirees.
15 finalists are set to fight it out over who's got the best pub steak sandwich in New South Wales. The Mid-North Coast has two nominees, including Settlers Inn Hotel in Port Macquarie and also the West Kempsey Hotel. They'll be vying for glory at next month's Hotel Association's Awards for Excellence. The association say there were dozens of nominations for what is one of the most hard-fought categories. And a combined $100 million is up for grabs for our regional airports, including those in Kempsey and Port Macquarie. The Regional Airports Program Round 1 is officially open, with safety upgrades the number one priority for most. Line MP Dr. David Gillespie is encouraging regional operators to put their hand up for a slice of it.
The Coalition Government has put $100 million over 4 years on the table to support owners of our regional airports, whether it's Newcastle Airport or Russell Field or many of the other smaller airports.
Exciting times ahead for a number of Port Macquarie martial artists to represent Australia in the 2019 World Wushu Championships. They're among several that'll be going over to Shanghai after being selected in the Kung Fu Wushu Sanda national team. They include Michael Woodward in the under 80 kilo division and Sam Coburn in the under 70 kilo comp. The sport they'll be competing in is also known as Chinese MMA, with kickboxing, clinching, takedowns and throws all involved as competitors bid to throw their opponents off a ledge. The world champs will feature over 100 countries. It all starts on Friday. That's the latest news and sport.
Triple M beach and surf conditions with Hutto.
Good morning. We have a light nor'westerly wind blowing, so that means those protected northern corners in the open bushes will be the best bet for a surf today. And there's a few decent little waves around. The swell's out of the southeast, wave size in these beaches, looking around that 3 to 4 feet mark. But if you want to go to that southern corners, the southern corners are smooth conditions early. You'll want to get in before that wind starts to turn around to the north and northeast. Southern corners do have small waves, wave size around that 1 to 2 feet mark. We do have a high tide around 10:30 today. Low tide is around 4:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 19 to 21 degrees.
Geordie Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Celebrity chef Shannon Bennett's burger chain, Benny Burger, has collapsed with debts of $170,000 still outstanding. The Melbourne fast food chain, which includes a branch on Little Collins Street in the Victorian capital CBD, has now been placed into administration. Rick Wakeman says it would have been the decent thing to do to retire the Yes name following the death of bassist Chris Squire in 2015. And Aussie soul singing legend Kate Sobrano was unveiled as a celeb beneath the lion costume on The Masked Singer. And yet again, it was the fans at home who were on the money. Apparently the only people who didn't guess it were the judges.
Triple M, Mid-North Coast, and Toto there, and hold the line. It is 12 to 7 on what is a glorious morning across the coast. Lots of sunshine today. Only a slight chance of a shower or a storm about the higher ground and up to about 25, 26 degrees, and maybe 33 on Wednesday.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Yeah, here's Lee Jollo from the newsroom.
Did you just say 33 on Wednesday, mate?
Yeah, 33.
That's after, you know, like actually 19, 30... 18 in recent days.
Yeah, Saturday was feeling like winter.
Yeah.
But up to 34 on the inland areas tomorrow, around 28 on the coast. So there you
certainly
go.
It is warming up. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to make the grass grow. All the grass, all the lawn mowing people have been eating the paint off the walls for the last few months.
Yeah, oh,
I've been loving it. The phone will start to ring. Jeff, my mate Jeffrey Miller, the lawn mowing and surfing gorilla, he'll be pleased with this.
I used to hate always mowing the lawn.
Did you?
It was like my chore at home. Oh, I probably like it now, but back when I was a teenager and always dealt that sort of
that
job.
Task.
This time of year, I'd hate it. I have to mow the lawn single weekend. Shocking.
I consider it like colouring in for adults. Mowing the lawn, like get the edges right.
Did you get
into trouble? Did you pride yourself, like, or did you get out of doing the edges and didn't do them, and your parents would chip you about it and things?
It depends. To start off with, we didn't have a ride on; we had a push mower. You had to make sure you got every sort of nook and crevice.
Yes.
And I eventually got creative. Sometimes I'd sort of mow it in certain patterns and stuff like that because.
I don't know.
Everyone wanted it like the MCG, you know, the checkered pattern.
The checkered pattern's the way to do it.
How do you get the checkered pattern?
I think they cheat. Surely they paint it or something. I've got no idea.
Yeah, checkered pattern. Actually, next month we have a promotion that involves putting the Triple M logo in your lawn. I'll talk more about it in the next couple of weeks.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be a cracker, actually. How do we get onto that? What are the papers saying, Lee?
Yeah, mate, so back on topic in the Daily Telegraph, the headline there, an exclusive, coroner calls for testing at festivals. Bitter pill is the headline. Drug users would be free to test pills at music festivals and police body searches, and sniffer dogs would be scrapped under controversial draft recommendations by the New South Wales coroner. Harriet Graham's report follows an extensive inquest into the drug-related deaths of six young people at New South Wales music festivals and puts the coroner on a collision course with the state government, which has ruled out pill testing. Also, life is Buddy Fantastic. Jacinta Franklin and her AFL star husband Buddy are happier than ever ahead of the arrival of their first child. The pregnant model was glowing at the Everest Ladies Breakfast in Sydney yesterday. Also, I'm no cheat, Scott McLaughlin. This is a big scandal.
And it's still going
brewing.
On.
Absolutely. Yeah. They could potentially have their Bathurst win stripped after some pretty questionable tactics from the team. That's in the Daily Telegraph today. Meanwhile, in the Sydney Morning Herald, they're leading with Labor members treated as pawns. Former New South Wales Labor boss John Della Bosca says a fundamental failure of the troubled party has been the abandoning of its branch members who have been treated as pawns in a power game. Also, frankly, a nation needs building. Sir Frank Lowy doesn't miss his old business one iota. I've had business up to here, the former Westfield mogul says, indicating a point well above the neckline. More stories, more details on that in the Morning Herald. And US set for total withdrawal as Syria reaches deal with the Kurds. The United States appears to be heading towards a full military withdrawal from Syria amid growing chaos, an unexpected deal, and signs that Turkey's invasion could fuel a broader war.
Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. And, of course, plenty happening locally today as well.
Yes, exactly right. So we're leading this morning with this very scary story for a couple of cleaners. Two intruders have come away empty-handed, though, after an alleged armed robbery at the Kempsey Maclay RSL Club. Police investigating the reports now that the men entered the premises around 4:50 a.m. yesterday morning. That's where the cleaners were threatened with a firearm and a machete. No one was injured, thankfully, and the men left the scene empty-handed. Detectives now looking into it. So therefore, of course, appealing for anyone with information on that incident to come forward.
Yeah, I know Ray Hadley broke that story yesterday during the show. It would have been absolutely frightening for the people involved.
Absolutely.
All right, Lee, thank you for that. Further details coming up in about 7.5 minutes' time here on Triple M.
It's the third strike. It will be
Strawny for breakfast.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Great range of deciduous and advanced trees ready to plant for shade and hedges in stock now.
Now, you're going to hear more about this, I think, today. If you've ever wanted to have a beer in the buff with your friends, here is your chance. The Stitch Bar in Sydney CBD is holding a one-off event later this month where you can have a few drinks on a Sunday afternoon in the nude. Bottoms Up Sydney is the brainchild of the Young Nudists of Australia Foundation, who created the event after seeing similar ones being held across the world. They said, "We've seen it happen in France and the UK and across America, even in Melbourne, so we thought, why not Sydney?" Now, Matt from the Young Nudists Association has told news.com, "Bottoms Up Sydney, which is an 18-plus event, will be held between 3 and 8 p.m. on Sunday, October 27, at the Stitch Bar on York Street in the CBD, and tickets are $30. $30? Where are they going to put their money? Gives Tap and Go a whole new meaning.
What's trending for Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe?
Great range of deciduous and advanced trees ready to plant for shade and hedges in stock now.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. It is Creedence here. Who'll stop the rain? It was good last week. Most places got between 10 and 30 mils, fantastic. Also in there, Blue Suede, and what I used to call when I was little, the Yuga Chaga song, and of course, talking about who hooked on a feeling. 18 to 8, cracking morning across the coast, lots of sunshine, maybe a shower or a storm, a slight chance of that in the latter part of the day. Tomorrow's going to be about 33 degrees, really going to be warm. All the gardeners are happy, and talking about that, we know the big supermarket chains, you know, when the whole thing about getting rid of the plastic bags, and then when they came out with their own range of plastic toys, absolutely got hammered for it. Now, Woolworths, of course, started their cash for plants promotion, which is going along pretty well. And an old mate of ours, he wants his own segment, and it's called Off the Grid. I mean, that's the big buzzword today, if you can live without power, you know, get your own natural power from the sun or the wind farms or whatever. Living off the grid is the new thing, and Tofu Mung Bean, and look, he's as green as they come, Tofu, absolutely as green as they come. A new segment we're going to call Off the Grid. Tofu's coming up next with his thoughts on what Woolies are doing. Off the Grid, we go to the back of Warhope with Tofu Mung Bean next here on the M's. Now on Triple M, we're going off the grid with Tofu Mung Bean, live from his yurt somewhere west of Warhope.
Yes, Johnny, Tofu here. I just wanted to sort of make a comment.
Yes, Tofu, go ahead.
You know that Woolworths Discovery Garden promotion thing where if you spend some cash, you can earn some plants?
Yeah, a lot of people talking about it, yeah.
Well, out here at the back of Warhope, in our gardens, man, we've been doing that for ages.
Thank you, Tofu. Triple M, right across the Mid-North Coast, it's Strotty for Brekkie. Thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo. We'll have a Ripper Melbourne Cup Day coming up. Courtesy bus running from 10. Go, you good thing. The late, great Ted Murray there. Jump in my car. How about we jump on the wheel?
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie.
So come and see the team at Port Home Zone 40 Winks. Serious about sleep.
We certainly are, and we're serious about giving away money to people like Wayne in Kendall. G'day, Wayne.
How are you doing, Strawny?
Good, buddy. And what's on the menu for you today?
Well, just a bit of work around home now.
Work around home, that's good. Now, yeah. The rain, did you put any veggies in or plant any plants after we got that rain a couple of weeks ago, Wayne?
Well, we've been doing a fair bit of gardening lately, and that rain was absolutely brilliant for what we've done. It was great.
Yeah, for sure. Mate, the tomatoes, yeah, great. Yeah. Your tomato grower, Wayne,
tomatoes,
what are you...
Yes.
Oh, good boy.
Tomatoes in.
Now, do you the small ones, because the bugs don't go to them, or do you grow the big ox hearts like my dad used to?
No ox hearts, just the standards.
Good on you, Wayne. All right, what number are we looking for you on the wheel, champion?
Mate, we're looking for number 14, thank you, Johnny.
Number 14, all right, here we go. Number 14 for Wayne and his tomatoes. Come on, number 14. Going to be close, Wayne, but it pulls up short. I thought we were home there for a bit, but pulls up on the number 20. Can't give you the cash, Wayne, but end of the month, we do draw for the Triple M bag that our promotional staff do up for us, and that is jam-packed full of goodies. All the best, mate, and all the best with the tomato crop. Thank you, buddy. Now, other birthdays today. Now, we've got a couple of birthdays today. Happy 70th birthday today, going out to Dennis Bushell of Sherwood. Good on you, Dennis. From Glenda and the family, have a great day today. Now, also... Please ring the office. Don't ring the newsman's line if you're going to drop off some birthdays. Get us on the internet or give the office a call. From what I can make out, it was hard to hear. I think Noel Everson was 94 at the weekend and Ross Robertson was 98. Wow. What an innings for you two. Guys, I hope you had a great weekend, and thank you to our caller. But please ring the office line next time. Other birthdays today, I can tell you, people that are birthdaying today are sharing it with the likes of Katie Manning, the English-Australian-born actress who was in Doctor Who and Private Wives, and also the 11th Prime Minister of India, Abdul Kalam, was also born on this day, the 15th of October.
Wake up with your mate.
Strawny for breakfast.
The Mid-North Coast's
Triple M.
Give it to me one time. Hey.
Triple M and the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up after nine, right around the country with steam there. And na 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 na. I almost sang. Thank heavens I didn't. Kiss him goodbye. Also in there, Tracy Chapman and talking about a revolution at 16 to 9.
The Mid-North Coast Today. What's on?
Well, as you've heard Lee mention this morning, Kempsey Shire Council is hosting a community information session. That's on this afternoon at the pub in Gladstone for members of the public interested in finding out more about the draft Lower Macleay flood study. Now, it starts at 5. Senior council staff and the study's authors will be there to answer any questions or the technical data you may have questions about. Nambucca District Band practicing from 6:15 for the learners, 7 p.m. for the seniors tonight. The Hastings Fly Fishers October Fly Tie Night is on from 6:30 at the Port Senior Sits in Munster Street. For the Littlies, it's story time on the Nambucca from 10 today. And the Glasshouse in Port Macquarie is going red tonight. What's it all about? Well, it's called Go Red for Dyslexia Awareness. Now, tickets are $65 for adults, $25 for kids. Beverage on arrival, 5-course grazing menu at Drury Lane, live entertainment, and the kids' ticket includes pizza and a soft drink as well. So that's why the Glasshouse will be red tonight. Yeah, good stuff. That's the Mid-North Coast today. Bang on 8:45. Triple M Mid-North Coast. Strawny for Brekkie winding up. It's been a busy Tuesday for us. A beautiful morning, a ripper day coming up. And the great man Billy Joel there in the River of Dreams. Yes. News shortly, and then Ray, right around the country on 131873. If you're on the roads, just a reminder, we've got emergency roadwork happening at Cooperabung. One of the two southbound lanes is closed, approaching Hayden's Wharf. Be a little bit careful there. And you'll probably see this one on the news tonight. We're hoping everything's okay. There's been a bad accident involving a truck and a bicycle at Boambie, just south of Coffs Harbour, Pacific Highway. That's approaching Sawtelle Road. Now, the highway is still closed southbound, and crash investigation unit is there. And, we hope everything is okay there, but that looks quite a serious accident involving a truck and a bicycle there. Now, on the show, if you missed any part of it today, maybe miss Tofu Mungbean and his new segment called Off the Grid. Ah, dear, from his yurt in the back of Warhope. You'll find that in the catch-up today, as indeed are all the other parts of the show. If you missed any part, just go to go to my page and press catch up. It is all there. Now, on the show tomorrow, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Some people laugh, some people cry. And I've got a bloke named Kevin who's just sent me one. He said, Strawn, I'm getting in a preemptive strike for tomorrow. I'm trying. Please, will you go away? Kevin sends this one. I had a neck brace fitted years ago, and I've never looked back since. Kevin, come on. Come on. I do appreciate that. I'd save them till tomorrow, mate, all right? If you've heard a good yarn that you think is great, but in the same time you sort of groaned at the same time, that's the type of yarn we're looking for. That is the type of yarn we are looking for, all right? Also on the show tomorrow, more about Oztober. And don't forget, we've got Gleeso again for lunch today with the Oztober lunch. It is day 15 of the 31-day celebration of great Australian music. And if you enter via the Triple M app, you might get to the Triple M Oztober Garage Session and have Mick Malloy and Jane Kennedy ringing you. What a show it's going to be. The Angels, Baby Animals, Diesel, Boom Crash, Opera live on stage. To win tickets, you enter via the app and stay listening. It might be Mick and Jane calling you this evening. Wouldn't that be just fantastic? Did you hear Mick yesterday with Dave Reynolds? That was so funny. Goodness me. Don't miss him from 4 this afternoon. And, of course, in between the great Gleeso and Kennedy Malloy is the wonderful Nicole. She will give you what's happening, what's trending, beach and surf conditions, and a whole lot of other stuff to get you through the afternoon, playing those great tunes as she does every day.
With love, health, and friends.
Whatever you're doing, enjoy the day. Ray's coming up after nine.
God's in his heaven, the sun's in the sky, and you have a treasure that money can't buy.